This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
This podcast features mature themes and strong language. Listener discretion is advised. Realm presents Adegaz Media Production, The Dark Tome, Season 2, Episode 1, featuring Natural Skin by Alyssa Wong.
I started hanging out with Mr. Gussie because things weren't going well in my own life. Stories took me away from all the problems in my life, but then something happened. The Dark Tome took me further than I ever wanted to go.
Gussie, are you there?
Olivia?
Mr. Gussie?
Olivia! Oh my God! Olivia!
Mr. Gussie, I didn't hear anything.
Olivia!
Mr. Gussie?
Mr. Gussie? Mr. Gussie? I've got the police with me. We have a search warrant. We have probable cause to believe you're endangering a minor.
Crap. No choice, but... Mom. Gee. I'll have to catch you next time.
We're coming in!
Here goes!
Mr. Gussie? Hey, Mr. Gussie! What is this? A closet? What's out there?
Ow! Linji? Is that you?
What the hell? Who are you?
I just stumbled out.
Spirit? Damn. I knew I'd be haunted for what I intend to do.
Linji? Who are you talking to?
Go back to sleep, kiddo. Okay, Spirit. You can stick around, but stay out of my way.
I'm just looking for my friend.
There aren't any friends here. Sweet dreams, okay, sis?
Are you sneaking out to see a surgeon again?
No.
Oh, you are. Pa's going to be angry when he finds out.
He won't be back till Tuesday. And he's not gonna find out, is he?
Where are you getting the money for this?
It's not important. Ba won't notice.
What if he hits you again?
He's not gonna hit me.
But he might hit me.
I'm leaving.
Don't!
You're fine.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'll be back soon.
No, I mean, when I go.
Hey, at least one of us is getting out of here.
It should have been you. You're the one who wanted to go to university.
Didn't work out that way. Where's your acceptance letter?
On the table over there. I still can't believe it's actually happening. You're not jealous, are you?
Sleep tight, kid. Don't lock the window or I won't be able to get back in.
Okay. Be safe, Chi. It's dangerous out there.
Good night. She's falling asleep. You coming then?
Yeah. We descend a rickety fire escape as snow falls down around us.
So what's your name, evil spirit?
I'm not an evil spirit.
Then you don't have a name.
I'm Cassie.
Ah.
And you?
Linji.
And you're the book?
The what?
Never mind. Cold out here.
That's Toronto for you. Cold as hell. Keep up, would you?
I've never been in a city this big. But it's not my world, is it? It's like that movie, Blade Runner, right?
Never heard of it.
Hey, Hey, sis, where are you going? It's dangerous to be out walking all alone. Why don't you keep us company?
Hey, she's with me.
Shut up. I don't need your help.
Piss off!
I told you to stay out of my way.
I was just trying to help.
They don't see you. They don't hear you. You're a ghost, ghost girl.
I'm not a ghost.
You don't know anything about me. You don't know anything about this place.
The book, it's taken me
down here, subway. We're headed to Chinatown.
We walk up from the subway into a street market, wide awake, despite the late hour.
How about some data infusions, G?
Yep. Definitely straight out of Blade Runner.
I'm good, thanks.
Untraceable, DRM-free, nice and clean. The newest books from all your favorite authors?
Keep walking.
Or maybe a package of answer keys for the standardized test of your choice. How about it? A perfect MCAT could be your ticket to a white coat and a surgeon's degree.
He just offered to inject you with data?
Hey! How about a tattoo, huh? You can get one that lights up, like mine.
Do I look like an info junkie to you?
It's gotta be salty, G. I only sell high quality, highly reputable stuff. Intravenous, too. Just one injection in the port of your choice, and it goes straight to your brain.
Move it.
I'll cut you a deal. Two of whichever bundles you want for the price of one. All the needles are sterilized. In a few days, you won't even see the mark.
I don't have a goddamn port. See? Natural status.
She shows him a patch on her gray jacket.
Bull, anyone can buy a jacket.
You're barking up the wrong tree. You'll be lucky if I don't report you at the next police station.
Your eyelids are definitely fake. I can even see the scars.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, all right. You're lost. Your friend?
I don't have any friends.
Lin Ji's thoughts suddenly pour into my head.
Fake. Everything is fake. Everyone's gonna know.
Your eyelids look fine to me.
Shut up. What the hell are you all looking at?
Let's go.
Is that what your sister was talking about? This surgeon thing? Body modifications? Is that what they do down here?
Let me focus. It's sketchy down here. Gotta watch out for creeps.
Lin Ji leads me deeper through the Chinatown night market. The crowds get smaller, the streetlights fewer, the snow gets heavier. At last, we stop in front of a pool hall with a flickering neon lamp. Lin Ji kept a stern face while walking, but now, it cracks, just for a moment. This is it?
According to the dark net.
The dark net? What is this place?
Hey, sweetie. Hey,
don't make eye contact.
Hey, I'm talking to you.
Please.
Lin Ji doesn't speak, but I can see the answer in her eyes. Hope.
Lei De Zhou Zheng Ji Si.
Final key.
No, please.
I need to see the GC. Please. I have an urgent request. He's the only one who can help me.
If I may ask.
Don't.
Why? You can't tell your story if you won't talk.
Don't touch me.
With a touch, I'm back in Lin Ji's memories.
Ottawa? I don't want to go to Ottawa!
I'm doing you a favor. It's what's best for the family and what's best for you. There are people who would sacrifice everything for the chance I'm giving you.
Well, let them!
You ungrateful bitch! Look what you made me do! What are you looking at?
You're sending her to Ottawa and I have to stay here? You wouldn't even sign my application when I wanted to go.
Don't be stupid. Look at your face. How will you be successful with a face like that? Get back to work, Lin Ji.
Get out of my head!
So that's why you had your eyes fixed?
I don't know who you are or why you're following me, but just don't. You don't know me.
It's this book. It sends me to other worlds.
Can it get me to Ottawa University?
No, I don't think. It can't help you.
No one can help me. No one except the surgeon.
Someone has to take care of the family while I'm away.
You hear that?
Hear what?
You'll never be as beautiful as your sister.
I think I can hear your...
Everyone can see your flaws.
Thoughts.
That's messed up. First, I get an evil little sister who's perfect.
Now I get some ghost girl following me around who can hear what's going on in my head.
I'm not a ghost.
That's what all the ghosts think. You're the GC?
Nei ma tu lun.
Without a word, I know everything Linji's thinking. The GC, the flesh broker, urban legend, miracle worker, nightmare. Her stock in trade is black market surgery, body parts swaps, butcher for the folks who crave the most decadent forbidden meats. For Linji, hope.
Are you deaf? Or are you just stupid?
I'm here to sell.
You got guts. That's good.
It's cold inside. Almost as cold as it was outside, lit only by a single bare bulb and a set of computer monitors atop a work desk. There's a stack of laminated menus laying out surgical options, accompanied by photographs of carefully preserved body parts and posted smiling portraits. And beyond that, the implements, knives, and surgical tools, woven through with electrical cords and plastic tubing.
Tea?
No, thanks.
This snowstorm, it'll last all night. If it's still snowing when the anesthetic wears off, you sleep here until morning. Cheap. Just $30 more.
I won't need to stay that long.
You don't think so? But good surgery is not just to hide the seams. You don't want ugly scar? I take my time. Sure you don't want any tea? Warm you up, make you dreamy, so you won't feel when the knife go in.
That won't be necessary.
Come, let me look at you. Who's that with you?
No one.
I can smell something on you. A spirit.
It's nothing.
Okay, don't matter. Get on table.
What?
I need to see what I work with. Pretend you're at doctor's. You have good face. Nearly all artificially constructed, from top to bottom, even though you're natural.
Disappointed?
Oh, no, darling. It's beautiful. You are art. Such gorgeous knife work. Oh, it's a shame to take your part. But well, that's what you're here for, isn't it?
No, I want to make a sale.
The market's down. No one knows what they want. You have beautiful skin, of course. But hard for you to walk out of here without that. Breast or belly? Perhaps the thighs.
Wait.
The neck. So sweet, so perfect. I could keep your parts for me. Profits be damned.
Wait! You're wrong. I'm not here to sell any of my flesh.
Do you play games with me, little girl? You come in my house and promise to sell. So I get something for me, if you like it or not.
You'll get your money's worth, but not from me. I have a little sister, and she is much prettier than I am.
A sister?
Lynn, you can't! She's your sister!
I said quiet, ghost!
You do have a spirit. I knew it. My nose can sniff out the sideways world.
Never mind that. Take a look at this picture. Isn't she beautiful? I came here to sell her to you. Every last inch of her.
A little young, isn't she?
I hear that's what people want these days.
Sell your own sister? I like you.
Look at that picture and tell me she's not twice as beautiful as any of the girls on your menus. People will be clamoring for a piece of her.
Maybe so. She's almost as pretty as what I've got on the table now. So tell me, if I let you go, how exactly are you planning on getting her here?
I won't. You'll have to come to me. My father's away on business. I'll pay extra for your transportation.
You have this all planned out.
I want you to take every ounce off of her, every hair, every bone, everything. I want you to package her into little bits and make her disappear.
My, such animosity. Wherever does it come from, I wonder?
You'll get your business and I'll get rid of mine. We both go home happy.
Okay, that's true. She's not going to come back if you change your mind.
Good.
We go tonight. we are covered by the storm before the city's all snowed in. That way, you don't go and leave me with nothing if your conscience shows up.
Fine. The apartment's not far from here anyway.
That's good. Come to the other table with me. Let's talk money.
The surgeon swings off of Linji, leaving her alone on the cold table. Suddenly, it strikes me how painful it is to be invisible.
Linji, no! She's your sister! Shut up! You don't get to change the story.
Who you talk to? Your spirit?
It's no matter. What'll you offer?
1,000.
1,000? For a whole person?
You don't like it? My business expensive. So much money to keep things quiet.
She's worth at least double.
What's wrong with 1,000? You buy so many things. Buy a plane ticket, eh? Buy a new life? I will fix your face if you want.
Fine, 1,000.
If you want, I can make you look exactly like her.
I'll think about it.
But I'll be honest, I like as you are. It suits you. Okay, how's this? A shot of Baizu. To your fortune and mine. Chinese culture selling well. Per ounce, almost as much as the Japanese.
To beauty.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
The way home is faster. They find a cab willing to brave the blizzard. We're dropped off before the fire escape, just as the snow starts to double its efforts.
Up here.
You look cold.
I'm fine.
Take this. It's going to be a long night.
They stop before the closed window. Inside, Shumei lies sleeping.
There she is.
Open the window.
No, do it yourself.
I can't. She must invite me in.
What?
Old rule.
Linji's eyes land on Shumei's college acceptance letter, lying atop her bedroom table.
Shumei, I brought someone I'd like you to meet.
Who? Friend of yours?
Say yes, Jeremy.
Yes, I'd like to meet her.
Hello, child. Here's to good fortune.
No! Wait, where the hell am I now? Is this
the bookshop?
I'm back in Mr. Gussie's bookshop, all right. Except it's not the same at all. A fire gutted the place. Most of the books are burned to ash. The ones that weren't are scattered across the room and covered in fire extinguisher goo. The windows and door are boarded up, and Mr. Gussie's still missing.
Mr. Gussie? Mr. Gussie! Are you here? No, of course not. You went sideways again, Cassie. Let's see if we can get out of here. Whoever put these boards up would have been real nice to have left a hammer! Hello? Hello! Someone! Anyone! I'm trapped in here! Help!
Hello? Is someone in there?
Get me help! I'm locked in!
How'd you get in there, honey?
What?
Are you homeless? I'll call a social worker.
Me? No! What?
I'll get the police.
Hey, never mind! Don't call them! Forget I even talked to you!
I spin around and see that the dark tome left me a little present.
A scalpel. How cute. Maybe I can use it to get out.
I take the scalpel to the boarded up door.
Maybe I can just sneak the blade under. Ouch. Okay. Yes, I can pry the boards back.
Oh my God, are you the missing girl? Were you locked in there?
Sorry,
the whole time?
I gotta go.
No, you can't! The police will be here in a second!
Bye!
Hey, stop! Someone stop her! I think she's the missing girl!
Mistake number one, drawing attention to myself. Mistake number two, running straight back to my apartment. Or should I say my old apartment?
Crap! Building condos?
Because the building's no longer there. Mr. Gussie's gone. So is my mom. Yep. Things are so bad, I'm considering calling her. But I got someone better. Someone who I know will answer the phone.
Cassie? Holy crap, is that you?
Kim, I need your help.
I bet. Where are you?
By my old apartment.
Yeah, I got a visual. It might be her.
I need to keep moving. Hey, can I meet you by the school?
Yeah, when?
Now. Get there as fast as you can.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Yeah, can we talk?
Sorry, officer!
Whoa, police, someone stop her!
I scramble over the chain link fence and across the construction zone. I was off. There's a back way to school if you follow the bike trail in the woods at the edge of town. If anyone could see how fast I get there, maybe they'd consider putting me on the track team after all.
Thank God.
Cassie,
oh my God. We have a lot of catching up to do.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
You've been listening to The Dark Tome, a Degas Media production presented by Realm, produced by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos and transcripts at thedarktome.com. That's thedarktome.com.